In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today is the feast day of Pope St. John I, who died an extended martyr's death, but more importantly, it is the feast day of St. Eric, King of Sweden, who was also a martyr. He was one of the first of the Christian Scandinavian kings. He was responsible for spreading the gospel to Finland. He left his own bishop, who was an Englishman there, to evangelize the Finns, St. Henry. St. Eric went back to Sweden, and as if you watched the series The Vikings, you know that things were not that stable in the Scandinavian regions, and there was a rebellion of pagan noblemen, and it had been revealed to St. Eric that he would die a martyr's death, and so the news of the approach of his enemies came. He was at Mass, so he said, "Let us keep the feast," and so he remained at Mass, and afterwards he was martyred by an axe by one of the pagan noblemen, though they did not extinguish the faith. Sweden became a Christian country and a very Catholic country for a long time. Unfortunately, due to political concerns, Sweden fell to the Protestant heresy, specifically Lutheranism, and the relics of St. Eric are in a gold reliquary in the formerly Catholic cathedral in the old capital of Uppsala. It's our cathedral, they stole it. And it's our relics, they stole it. But the Catholic Church is making quite a comeback in Sweden, and the Catholic cathedral in Sweden is in the new capital of Stockholm, and it is dedicated to St. Eric. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.